It's amazing. They say, give, give, give. And Jesus says, gave. You don't get it. They're telling you to give, and Jesus has already gave. Listen. The modern day greed gospel is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. It's nothing more than you walking into a casino, dropping your coin in, and pulling the slot machine. Listen, when a preacher stands up and says, if you write a check for $1,000, your mortgage will be paid off and all your debt canceled, that's a lie. And somebody needs to get mad and say so. When a preacher tells you that if you will give so much, then God has to give you so much in return, that's a lie. When a preacher stands up and says, the blessing of Abraham is wealth, that is a lie. The blessing of Abraham is justification by faith. The Bible says, and Abraham, but Abraham believed God, and God accounted it unto him for righteousness. When a preacher stands up and says Jesus was a billionaire wearing designer clothes, that is a lie. When a preacher stands up and says your healing is based on how much you give, that is a lie. The Bible says freely given, freely received. When God healed me of migraine headaches, when the doctor couldn't, Jesus didn't say, give me $1,000 and I'll think about it. He said, up with my stripes, you are healed. Now, Jesus does prosper. We believe in prosperity. And I will tell you what that prosperity is in a minute. The body of Christ is not a commodity or an article of commerce to be looted by a gospel of greed for preachers to make merchandise of him. When I stand before God, I'm going to have to answer the question, did I manipulate the people or did I preach the word? And this greed gospel is nothing more than manipulation. One preacher the other day walked up, held up his hands, talking about this diamond ring costs $40,000. This diamond ring costs $70,000. That is an abomination in the eyes of God. Let me tell you, you preachers are going to give an account for your $12,000 Dodge and your Rolls Royces. We are selling Jesus. We are selling the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are selling Jesus Christ, the one who bore the stripes upon his back, who took our punishment that we deserved. We are selling him at bargain basement prices. Now let's look at what Paul said. I've made half the world mad now. The Apostle Paul said this in verse 5. He used the word destitute. That word means that through selfish desires, they had departed from the truth. They were those who once knew the truth. They knew the message, but they turned their back from it. And the reason why they did it, because they believed that godliness was a means to financial gain. In other words, these prosperity pimps make religion a means of livelihood. They make their livelihood off of your hard sweat and labor. Now, you didn't get it. Have you ever noticed the only ones driving the Rolls Royces are them and not you? Now, I believe a minister should be blessed, because ministry is the hardest work in the world. Because what we say